Some news now from the world of sports. And on a night when one of the best Red Sox hitters of all time had his number retired, the longest hitting streak in the majors this season was also retired, along with the Red Sox four-game string of wins. Maybe it was having Wade Boggs, a player known for his superstitious pregame rituals, being in the ballpark for his pregame ceremony to hang his number 26 along the right field facade, along with eight other Red Sox immortals. Maybe it was the manager moving him up to bat leadoff for the first time this season. Maybe it's just that keeping a hitting streak going in Major League Baseball is really, really hard to do. Whatever the reason, Jackie Bradley Jr.'s 29-game hitting streak ended last night at Fenway Park as the Red Sox fell to the Colorado Rockies 8-2. JBJ went 0-for-4, even though he flied out twice to the warning track, and at least one of those balls looked like it was going to be a home run when it left his bat. Still, he did pass Boggs, who hit in 28 straight games. And despite the error I made yesterday on the sports report, thankfully corrected by a diligent listener via Twitter, I can accurately say now that JBJ finishes his streak tied with Johnny Damon, who also hit in 29 straight games for the Red Sox, and finishes behind Tris Speaker and Nomar Garciaparra, who had streaks that reached 30 games. Little Professor Dom DiMaggio retains the number one ranking for longest Red Sox hitting streak of all time at 34 games. But there is another streak still going of significance, and Xander Bogaerts got a hit to run his hitting streak to 19 straight games last night. So we will see how far he can carry that. Of greater concern, though, for the Red Sox now is Clay Buchholz, who had another terrible start last night, giving up 3 2-run home runs in the first four innings of the game. That put it out of reach for the Red Sox. And with Eduardo Rodriguez almost set to return from injury, Buchholz is looking very much like the odd man out in the Red Sox rotation. In the Bronx yesterday, CeCe Sabathia gave up just 2 earned runs, but he lacked run support from his Yankee teammates, who could not solve A.J. Happ of the Toronto Blue Jays in a 3-1 loss. Happ allowed 1 run on a solo homer by Starlin Castro, but gave up just 2 other harmless hits over 7 innings to improve to 6-2 on the year. The Yankees will head out on a 10-game road trip starting tonight in Tampa Bay against the Rays. To the NHL, and when you think of the Pittsburgh Penguins, the names that immediately spring to mind are superstars like Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and perhaps of those who are from the older school of thought, Mario Lemieux. But last night, it was an unheralded rookie who will be the talk of Steel City this morning. Brian Rust scored both goals in Pittsburgh's 2-1 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last night. That performance returns the Penguins to the Stanley Cup Finals with a chance to win their first cup since 2009. This was as good a Game 7 as you could imagine, and it had the added drama of the return of Tampa Bay's superstar Steven Stamkos, who was playing in his first game in over 2 months since being treated for a blood clot condition. Stamkos played just under 12 minutes in total ice time, but in that span, he had a breakaway against Pittsburgh goalie Matt Murray, another rookie who's making quite the name for himself at Pittsburgh, and Murray turned Stamkos away on the attempt. This sets up a final between the Penguins and the San Jose Sharks, a franchise that has never won a Stanley Cup or even been to the finals. The smart money is on Pittsburgh, but my heart is pulling for San Jose. In the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors were one game away from elimination, down 3-1 to the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. But the Warriors were playing at home, the crowd was raucous, and most importantly, Stephen Curry played like the two-time MVP he is, pouring in 31 points in Golden State's 120-111 win that sends the series back to Oklahoma City for Game 6. And it's not as if the Thunder's dynamic duo of Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook had an off night. Those two combined for 71 points, but the Warriors' offense was just too much, with Klay Thompson adding 27 to Curry's 31-point effort. And the Thunder had better play Game 6 at home like it's Game 7, because if this series gets back to Oakland, their upset chances go way, way down. At the French Open tennis tournament, Serena Williams has breezed into round 3 on the women's side. On the men's side of things, Rafael Nadal advanced as well, and in doing so, he won career number Grand Slam match number 200 for his career. Andy Murray, after surviving a 5-set marathon that took 2 days to play, a match he won after losing the first 2 sets, will play against Ivo Karlovic starting in about 15 minutes from now. We'll see if there's any fatigue carryover for Murray in that one. Organizers of the 28th Vermont City Marathon are taking measures to prepare for extreme temperatures during Sunday's race in Burlington. Run Vermont Executive Director Peter Delaney says his organization is planning additional relief efforts because temperatures during the race are forecast to be in the 80s. We'll have a preview of that event coming up at 8:44 this morning when we speak with our sports correspondent Andy Gardner. Finally, the UVM Athletic Department has announced that women's lacrosse coach Jen Johnson will not return to coach the team next season. Department officials say the decision was mutual and that a nationwide search will begin for her replacement. Johnson led the Catamounts to a 6-10 record this year in women's lacrosse.